Welcome back to another episode of Tourism Geography's podcast. My name is Stephen Pratt, and I'm coming to you from the University of Central Florida in Orlando, USA. I'm one of the editors of the journal Tourism Geographies. The journal Tourism Geographies is an international journal of tourism, space, place, and environment. We hope you've been keeping well since the last episode and look forward to learning more about cutting-edge research in tourism and geographies published in the journal. Now let's get to this week's episode. So welcome back to Tourism Geographies. In this week's episode, we're going to be talking about a recently published paper called Sense of Community and Wellbeing in Diaspora Festivals. And that was authored by Ermias Gedecho. He's the first author, and he is doing a postdoctoral studies at Hong Kong Polytechnic University. His co-authors are Sam Kim and Honggen Xiao. Welcome, Ermias.
Thank you so much, Professor. I appreciate for giving me this opportunity to participate. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Okay, right. So tell me a little bit about the motivation to do this study. I understand you're from Ethiopia, but why did you want to study festivals and particularly diaspora festivals?
Thank you so much. The reason why I want to study particularly about diaspora festival is it's one of under-researched area of research. We have different types of research, but diaspora festival are under-researched type of festival. And this type of festival has a significant contribution to migrants in terms of improving their quality of life and also their well-being. But previous study, they haven't touched this type of festival. I mean, like, it really deserves. It has a huge contribution, has potential, but, you know, scholars, they tend to give lesser emphasis to this type of festival. So this I wanted to explore and then to conceptualize even what is the diaspora festival. And I want to people know the contribution of this type of festival. And also, you know, this type of festival has important contribution to in achieving sustainable development goal, because this festival is celebrated by minority group in a dominant, you know, group of society. So I think it really deserves attention. So that's the reason why I focus on this. And the other thing is, I want to study culture. So I'm interested in one of my research interest area is studying tourism and cultural aspects of tourism and festival. Yes. That festivals, of course.
Yeah. So I understand, a lot of festivals have been looked at by the pillars of economic and environmental and social, like, impact studies. But you're looking at it from the psychological value, right? A sense of community and well-being that these festivals can create.
Yeah. The justification, the reason why this study focuses on sense of community and well-being is for three or four reasons. The first reason is, as you said, festivals' contribution in terms of its economic, social, cultural, and environment has been extensively studied, but festivals' personal contribution to psychological contribution has not been really studied to the extent that we expect. So one is this: there is a limited research, and the second one is when you look at sense of community. It's a very important. They say that, like, scholars, they indicated that festivals are contribution in improving sense of community, but they fail to explain what is sense of community. They see it as a unidimensional construct, but it is beyond that. And the level of utilizing theoretical sense of community in their study is very low. So there is a need to explain and construct sense of community from a festival perspective. What we know is there is a theoretical sense of community, which has four dimensions, but we don't know what are the dimensions that people can experience in the festival. So this is one, and the other thing is there is well-being is an emerging concept. It is that there is a growing attention among tourism and event scholars in exploring tourism and event contribution in well-being, but most of previous studies tend to focus on the subjective well-being domain, or the hedonic well-being aspect. So the eudaimonic aspect is neglected, or still it requires further exploration. And so this is one. And the other thing is, most of the subjects in tourism and event subjects, migrants are not a subject. Tourists and mainstream societies are the subject of the study. So there is a need also, the migrant perspective has to be well understood. So in this regard, this study, focusing on the migrants, we will be able to understand what is the perspective of migrants. And eventually, we know that there are some studies that emphasizes there is a relationship between sense of community and well-being, but we don't know how these two concepts are really overlapping. And do we mean that, okay, if people are attending to experience sense of community, do they also at the same time experience well-being or not? We don't know. So what we know is just we don't have a quantitative analysis, and then telling people we. Researchers are telling there is a positive relationship between sense of community and well-being, but we don't know what well-being components are inherently existing in the different components of sense of community. So there is a need to understand what are the concept, the elements, the well-being elements are existed in each component of sense of community. So this study answers three questions. So the first one is, how do we understand sense of community from a festival perspective? So what are the components of sense of community components that people can experience in diaspora festival? And the second one is, what are the well-being element that are inherently existed in each component of sense of community? And the last, this study answered a question of, how can we explain, what evidence do we have that sense of community and eudaimonic well-being are overlapping? And so can we say people who experience sense of community also experience well-being? Yeah, so these are the questions this study answered.
Great. That leads us into my next question was you used something called a PERMA model, PERMA model of self-determination theory, psychological well-being, and flow theory. So can you unpack what the acronym PERMA stands for and how it relates, how you used it in the study?
Thank you so much. PERMA stands for the four pillars of positive psychology. P stands for positive emotion. E stands for engagement. R stands for relationship. M stands for meaning. And A stands for achievement. So these are Seligman, the proponent of this model or theory is Seligman and his colleague. So from this model has two type of well-being that, I mean, we know. So the hedonic well-being dimension, and it also comprises the eudaimonic well-being dimension. So the hedonic one is the positive emotion, which we can also, scholars has also adopted another theory, what we call it subjective well-being or happiness. And we have the eudaimonic well-being, the four components. So this is the positive psychology. And but here in this study, we don't specifically use one theory to guide our study. So the aim of our study is to construct a middle range theory. But what we do is, like, we explain we need to have some concepts and theories that enable us to understand and explain what we construct. In that regard, we argue that Sense of community has inherently comprises eudaimonic well-being. Of course, it also comprises the hedonic well-being outcomes. So, like you can find in the in the article, there are some studies explaining that the different component of sense of community, they also inherently comprises the hedonic well-being outcomes. So here we do have like eudaimonic well-being. If people, scholars want to study eudaimonic well-being, they can utilize, they can use different theories, including flow theory, self-determination theory, and we also have psychological well-being theories. This is what we explained. So this is one, and the other grounding, the other concept that help us to explain our studies, sense of community, the theory of sense of community. So the theory of sense of community has four components, so four dimensions, and we argue that it's a multidimensional construct, a multidimensional concept that really have to be like future researchers need to explain and investigate sense of community from this perspective. And the other one is we have the concept of diaspora and diaspora festival. We try to explain in the paper. Diaspora is it's a geographic community that left their homeland to live in the new land, and then there is a need to understand what is diaspora. So this is it requires also a human geographical concept understanding, and so on. So this study overall grounds on different concepts and theories, just to explain.
Great. All right, so let's provide some context and understanding of the methods used. So you studied Ethiopian immigrants living in the Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area of the U.S., right? And
Correct.
what were the festivals that you focused on? So just a brief explanation about what are these Ethiopian festivals that happen, and how did you go about collecting data?
Thank you so much, Professor. Like you said, this study uses constructivist grounded theory method, and the target, the subject of the study are Ethiopian diaspora community, I mean members who live in the United States of America in the three places, the Washington, D.C., Virginia, and Maryland. Basically, Ethiopian migrants or Ethiopian diaspora are the largest contemporary migrants among the sub-Saharan migrants who live in the U.S. next to Nigerians. And they are the largest community in this area, DMV area. And compared to the other states, of course, Ethiopians are nearly a millions, and some people say more than a million. But what I can say is this area is an area where you can find many Ethiopians. Around 25% of Ethiopian migrants who are living in the US, they are living in this DMV area. So they celebrate, Ethiopian diaspora, they celebrate four festivals. Two of them are transnational, and they are UNESCO inscribed heritage, intangible heritage. Meskel, or the finding of the True Cross, they commemorate. This is a festival which is celebrated in Ethiopia as well, in the homeland. It's also celebrated in different places where Ethiopians are living, and where there is Ethiopian Orthodox Church is also exist. Because this festival belongs to the Ethiopian Orthodox Church, so the organizer of this festival is Ethiopian Orthodox. So it's a UNESCO inscribed heritage, and these people celebrate the finding of the True Cross. And then the second one is Tamkat. We call it Ethiopian Epiphany. Ethiopians celebrate to commemorate the baptization of Jesus Christ. So this festival is a 3-day festival in homeland. But I think in the US it is 2-day festival. So the eve and the day, the Epiphany day. So it's every year January 18 and January 19. So it is the 2-day festival. So they celebrate this festival. It's also a UNESCO inscribed heritage. And the third and the fourth one are the ethnic festival. I call them ethnic migrant festival. They are only celebrated in the US by the Ethiopian diaspora. So the one is Ethiopian Soccer and Cultural Festival. This festival is a week-long festival. It is celebrated in different states every year. So it's annual festival and it's organized by ASFNA. There is an association, an association, a non-governmental association, which is established by the Ethiopian diaspora. So it's like this. So this year, if it is celebrated in Washington, it was actually celebrated last year, it was celebrated in Texas. And next year, it could be celebrated in another state. So what do is like there is a soccer tournament, and people go to attend this soccer tournament. At the same time, there are the music, there are concerts, there are also some sort of exhibitions and trades and so on. So people, Ethiopians who are living in the US and Canada, they have to travel every year from one state to another state. So you can see how this festival is important in fostering domestic travel within the US. So this is a week long, and the other one is Ethiopian Day Festival. Ethiopian Day Festival is a half day festival. Ethiopians celebrate to commemorate Ethiopian New Year Festival. So this one is celebrated the first Sunday of September. Yes, so these are the four festivals. So those who attended in one of these four festivals were my participants of the study. So what I did is I go there in July, 1st of July. Not 1st of July, actually August, 1st of August, and also I was there. So the 2 months I stayed in Washington D.C. for 2 months, I had a chance to attend two of the festival, the Mescal and Ethiopian Day Festival. So I used two types of sampling method. One is snowball and the other one is purposive sampling. So it's a kind of like I use different mode of like interviewing, so face to face and this Zoom and also telephone, because the time was like COVID time. It was for some people it was hard. So but for, luckily I it was good. So I had a chance to dig all, I mean ask all the relevant questions, and at the same time also do coding and go for interview, observe and so on. So
That's
this
great.
was how I was doing the data collection.
And okay, so having done all that, what are the main findings?
Yeah, so the finding, major finding, this study come up with it constructs six dimensions of sense of community. These are sense of belonging, sense of togetherness, serving the community, social support, and emotional connection with other diaspora. So these are the six domains of sense of community, and the study also identified the inherently existing eudaimonic well-being outcomes, including meaning in life, sense of achievement, engagement, and also positive relationship, and like other is spirituality and physical health. These are inherently existing eudaimonic well-being outcomes. So these are the finding of the study. In conclusion, we found that sense of community, the different domains of social experience, the different sense of community will enable people to foster their well-being. And the other thing is, from this study, we observed that not all diaspora members or those who attended the festival experience all elements of sense of community. Not all, but we see that some of them, they experience some dimensions of sense of community, and some experiences another. So this kind of is also observed, that there is this kind of difference is observed because of the level of participation in the festival, the role they have, their background, the generation, like first, second generation. You would see differences in terms of experiencing these different types and component of social community.
Interesting. So you've completed the research. What do you have future plans to expand on this topic, or where do you want to take the research from here as we wrap up the podcast?
Good question. Like this is a middle range theory, It's a qualitative research. We are able to construct a middle range theory. We're able to bring different dimensions of social community that are applicable to diaspora festival. So in the future, what we this study is it really guide future studies in this field of study, like in festival or tourism. So we suggest future researchers in tourism and also festival to extend our findings, and they can test, they can also explore whether these six dimensions are also applicable in another context or not. And the other thing is we want to test this qualitative, and we want to develop a measurement scale so that we can measure, we can
Nice.
test, you know, we can have a generalizable outcome, so we can suggest whether this relationship can be also generalizable or not. Yeah,
Excellent.
so yeah.
I mean, that's yeah, sounds like a nice work to build on. So, if you're
Individual.
interested in understanding how tourism can contribute to a sense of community and well-being, interested in festivals, interested in diaspora, then I recommend you read the recently published article entitled Sense of Community and Wellbeing in Diaspora Festivals that was published in Tourism Geographies. You can check it out on the webpage. And I was speaking to Ermias Kadecho, who published the paper along with his co-authors Sam Kim and Honggen Xiao. And Ermias is a postdoctoral researcher at Hong Kong Polytechnic University. Ermias, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you so much, Professor, for giving me this opportunity to share my research with your listener and readers. Thank you so much once again.
Thanks, Ermias. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of the Tourism Geographies podcast. We hope you've enjoyed it and look forward to seeing you again on the next episode. Should you have any ideas, questions, or comments that you'd like to feed through to the production team of the Tourism Geographies podcast, please feel free to make contact with us. To find out more about Tourism Geographies, the journal, you can go to Google and type in Tourism Geographies, and soon enough you'll be directed to our journal website. Until next time, take care and safe travels.